Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7 to the Hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and having a great visit with our good friend Amit Kazar. Multifunding.com is the website. I encourage you to check it out and let Amit help you with you capitalizing your small business. Amit, we talked earlier about whether you should borrow money or whether you should bring in an investor. I know what I was going to do. Let me finish my story. I was on this television show. I was one of the two judges, and this person was making a pitch. It was a Shark Tank-like pitch to us. And I gave them a score that wasn't quite as good as they thought they should get. And they asked me, they said, why did you give them such a low score? It wasn't a horrible score. I just didn't give them a 9 or a 10. I think I gave them a 7.5. I said, they're not asking for enough money. And nobody had ever thought about that. Nobody, in all these pitches that they've had in the show, nobody had ever said, you're not asking for enough money. You know, if I'm an investor in your deal, if you're not asking for enough money, I'm not going to be impressed that I'm going to get out for less money. Because if I think you're not asking for enough money, that puts my money even more at risk. And when I see Shark Tank, when I see what they're doing at Shark Tank, they're not asking for enough money, are they?
A lot of the time. The question, though, that is, I always advise business owners and entrepreneurs that whether you're looking for equity and debt, and I think it's a little bit different if you're looking for equity, but you should probably be looking for an horizon of at least 12 to 24 months. But sometimes there's a mistake of also asking for too much money and thinking, you know, this is the amount of money you need for the next 10 years. So right. Especially with debt, you know, things move in stages. The most important thing, I think, if there's one piece of advice, is that when it comes time to need money, and you're going to need money at different stages along the journey, not just the beginning, it could be a growth stage or this, just different things come up all the time. The worst thing to do is be in a hurry. Try as best as you can to plan well ahead. And at every step in the journey, think about, do you want to do this with debt or equity? Don't discount. Sometimes it's not an option. There's only one way to do it. Sometimes your company is not investable, and there's only one way to do it with debt. Sometimes you've screwed up your credit so badly and you're leveraged to the max. The only way you can do it is with equity, but usually there's something in the middle. And take the time to figure out the choices and the alternatives.
You're asking a starter to be patient, and that's really hard for them to do, isn't it?
It's hard
because they want to get it done right now. But I want to stick one thing in here that I want to get you comment on. If you line up 20 startups, by the time you go through all of the different reasons why they're not a good candidate for an equity investor, you might wind up with one or two that are out of the 20. What do you think?
Correct.
There's so many things.
99% of companies are not investable.
Because you mentioned one of them earlier, they don't have good records, the values don't align, the exit strategies don't align.
They're just not exciting. It could be a great business for an entrepreneur, but it's not exciting for an investor.
And what's dangerous, I mean, is a startup could waste a year looking for funding from an investor that they were never going to get, ever going to get, when they could have been working on getting a loan or courting customers or something like that. And that comes back to your patience thing, making sure that you got your strategies the right way.
Figure it out. Get some advice. Is this realistic to get an investor for? Is this realistic to get debt for? What type of debt for? Just remember, though, if you're going to get an investor, you just got married.
Yeah.
And that investor is with you for likely for the life of your company. Mm-hmm. And
you could lose your company.
You could lose your company. And every time, you know, I kind of smile when I see companies celebrate financing rounds.
Right.
Oh, my God, that's awesome. They raised $5, they raised $20, they raised $50. Hooray.
Right.
Guess what? Doesn't mean squat.
That's right. It could be a lot of trouble. Hey, Amir, I got to wrap it up. Multifunding.com, right?
Absolutely. Thanks, Jim. Always a pleasure to be with
Good
you.
Good job. We'll come back soon. By the way, folks, that article that Amir wrote, I'm sure it's right there on his website, so check it out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.